From our studios in downtown Portland, Oregon, this is a Coin6 Digital exclusive.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back into another Your Weather Week podcast. It is Monday, April 20th, and we've been coming off of some beautiful weather, and we've got a few changes to talk about this week. And here to join me is meteorologist Joseph Dames. Good morning.
Good morning. We're just cranking through April, and finally, maybe a little bit of variety in our forecast.
Yeah, you know, the first few weeks of the month, you know, straight sunshine, gorgeous, but I think some exciting changes, I like to say.
Yes, yeah. If you're over just straight blue sky and warmer temperatures, we're actually going to have some changing going on. So it's nice. That's kind of how fall's supposed, or not fall, wow, woo, spring's supposed to be, right? Like some
this
ups and
downs. This quarantine's got you, Joseph.
It does, yeah. What month is it? Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, a little bit of action as we head into this week here in Portland, which will be a nice change. I will say, you know, pure dry weather and sunshine in April tends to be pretty comfortable. If it were, you know, in summertime, we'd maybe crank those temperatures up. So it kind of has been a pleasant string of days. But going into this week, we are expecting a few changes. Those will likely come in the middle of the week as we head into our Monday and Tuesday. We're still looking at some beautiful weather. Sunshine for the afternoon and still some comfortable temperatures.
Yeah, I think we could push 70 degrees, probably upper 60s for our Monday today. And then Tuesday, maybe some mid-60s. But you're right, it's hard to complain with 70s and sunshine in the spring. It's so nice. But we do have some rain on the way. We don't have to wait like 2 weeks for it like we did before. We had a little splash over the weekend, but it really wasn't too much.
Yeah, and so far this month, we've only tracked just over a quarter of an inch of rain, right? Yeah. It's been incredibly dry, and we keep watching our drought, and right now we've got over 80% of the state in some sort of drought, and we've got now about a quarter of the state in a severe drought, which will likely bring some impacts as we move into the next few months, especially for farmers. So we would love to see more rain, and you know, going into this week, we are expecting maybe a good splash of some weather come Wednesday. So we've been tracking a little disturbance now that's going to swing in mainly from the southwest, it looks like, and bring some potentially heavy rainfall towards the coast and even in the valley.
Yeah, this is likely going to be our wettest event that we've had so far this month. Right now, our most significant rain is about 0.09 of an inch that we got on Saturday, which is literally nothing. I mean, it's enough to get the ground wet. So hopefully this system, it may double our total for the month. It might give us a 0.5 inch if all things work out. But at least models are pushing it to about 0.5 inch, maybe even more. Personally, it might be a little high. I'm not sure how you feel about it, but it does look a little more promising than what we've had, you know, in the past.
I think looking at how likely it is we get rain, I think it's very likely. So yeah. Wednesday looks like we will see some rain. Get out your rain gear and prepare for, you know, more clouds, a little cooler and some wet weather. But how much rain is kind of up in the air. You were saying models were showing about 0.5 inch for their forecast totals from about Wednesday through the early start of Thursday. But if we take a look back towards last week and we were forecasting for this past Saturday, where we saw about 0.09 of an inch of rain, models were showing about 0.25 inch to about 0.33 inch. Last week, you know, so models have been showing, you know, more generous forecasts in terms of rain total. So I think both of us are a little skeptical if we will see that amount come Wednesday.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, they do have different characteristics. The system that came through on the weekend came out of the north, northwest. This one's kind of streaming from the southwest, as we mentioned, so it might carry a little more moisture with it. The wind's a little bit stronger, so there might be some low-level moisture and some better lift. But it's always tough because we could get that rain shadow that sets up a bit, and that could lower our totals a
bit. Decrease our totals.
Yeah, but I do believe, like you said, this high confidence level in seeing rain, and I do anticipate this probably being the wettest day that we've had this April so far.
Yeah, I feel like you're right on the nose with that one. So, yeah, that'll be a nice change. And, you know, the state could use some rain. So, potentially some heavy rainfall across the valley. What was interesting was the fact how models are pushing more of the heavy rain for the central coast and then just south of Portland, from what I was seeing. So potentially Salem may see a bit more heavy rain showers and then up the I-5 corridor into Portland. So
yeah, which is equally good because some of those locations in the southern Willamette Valley and stretching down to about Eugene and even further south, that's a severe drought section of the state right now, I believe, or part of the state. So we could use as much moisture as we can get, especially those areas.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we do look to dry out as we head towards Thursday. I did see some lingering showers in the forecast. Temperatures still in the low 60s and just about normal for this time of the year. And then Friday was a mainly dry day, a few more sun breaks. So it kind of seems like middle of the week, you know, we're going to get some rain and then it dries out once again by Friday. And the weekend, I think there were some models were pushing another quick frontal system back into Portland, so we can maybe look out for some rain come the weekend too.
Yeah, there's some uncertainty, at least as far as my forecast for later in the week and towards next weekend. When I was in on Saturday, it had sunshine and 70, and by Sunday, or late Saturday night actually, weather models were leaning towards a chance for some showers through the weekend. So I still think things are a little uncertain towards the back end of the forecast, but hopefully we may see some, you know, showers to help bring in some rain. How are you feeling about that section of the forecast?
Yeah, you know, I always am a little skeptical, even 6 to 7 days out. I just feel like recently models haven't been too accurate on forecasting that far out in terms of rain. So I'm still keeping it with a chance of rain showers. There did seem to be a fairly prominent cold front that swings through sometime on Saturday. So I think we'll keep our eyes on that. And right now going with a chance for showers over the weekend, but we could see that shifting a couple days later, you know, so that'll just be something that we've got to watch moving forward.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Models can definitely go up and down, back and forth in the transition months like this, as you know. So, yeah, we'll have to continue to monitor and see how it turns out. Let me pick your brain on this. You know, we had a little bit of fog this morning. Do you think we may get a little more fog maybe later on in the week after that event on Wednesday, maybe Thursday morning or something like that?
That's a good point. I think after we, you know, see some of that rain on Wednesday and the grounds stay a bit saturated, we clear out some clouds overnight. I think potentially on Friday morning, if we clear out enough, we can maybe get some fog at that point too. So that'll be something that we'll also watch. That fog was a bit thick this morning time, especially out on the west side of Portland. So, yeah, that's a good thing to watch as we head into Friday. I think maybe Friday will be the most likely chance, maybe even Thursday too. So we'll be watching the end of the week for some fog.
Perfect.
Well, how was your weekend? Did you do anything fun over the weekend?
Saturday was one of those days where I was kind of hunkered in because it was a little rainy and cloudy. And then Sunday, just did some things around the house before heading into work. So, relaxing weekend. I was really pumped for a documentary on ESPN about the Chicago Bulls called The Last Dance.
Oh,
so,
cool.
Shout out to all the people that watched that. So, that was about it. Yeah, I know you did some barbecuing or some cooking.
Yep. Some barbecuing on Friday when we finished out with some beautiful weather. And then, yeah, I agree. That rain came on Saturday, and it was a nice excuse just to stay inside and kind of watch some movies. So that was kind of my weekend. Sunday, great day to get outside and, you know, go for a walk. And it was a good gardening yard work day for a lot of folks I saw around in my neighborhood. So, yeah, I think this rain come midweek will be another one to, you know, stay inside and nice little binge watching afternoon for all those folks out there. All right, well, thanks for tuning in to this Your Weather Week podcast. Have a great one, and make sure to grab the rain jacket come Wednesday. We'll see ya.
The Coin 6 Podcast Network is your home for all sorts of content you can't find anywhere else. Visit coin.com/coinpodcast to see our entire library. And you can always subscribe to all of the Coin 6 podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.